Welcome back to Keep Idaho Red Radio on KIDO 580 AM, 107.5 FM. And we're on KLIX in the Magic Valley, Tom. And on deck for us is our good friend Rod Beck. So a little bit about Rod that people may not know, but you know, he was born in Rigby, so you're an Idahoan through and through.
Absolutely.
Raised working on the land, so you know what hard work looks like, right?
Oh, yeah, I've hauled a lot of hay and dug a lot of spuds.
What about potatoes, right? You're a BSU grad, you're a BYU grad, you studied finance and business there. You were in the Idaho State Legislature. A lot of people may not know that you were a legislator. And what years were you a legislator?
I was first election in 1984. I was on the ballot with Ronald Reagan.
Really?
1984.
Who got more votes? You or Ronald Reagan?
I'd have to go back and look. I'm sure he did, though.
Oh, I would expect that.
He was popular.
Yeah, he was very popular.
I was elected with Mike Crapo, too. He and I were elected together. And, in fact, we served together. He was the president pro tem. I was the majority leader.
And, oh, so you were elected right by the as the majority leader.
Yeah.
You also served as the executive director of the Idaho Housing and Finance Commission Association,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Absolutely. And most importantly right now, you were elected in 2020 to be the Ada County Commissioner and then had the honor of being actually elected as the chairman of the Ada County Commission, correct?
Yes. But however, the most important is I'm married and I've been married a long time and I have 6 kids and 17 grandchildren.
No, when you say
that's
long,
most important.
Are you married so long that you don't remember how many years you've been married?
Yeah, 47 years.
Oh, 47. That's a long time, Tom. 47.
17 grandkids. You know, grandchildren are the reward for letting your kids live when they were teenagers.
Oh. Yes.
Right? That's the
absolutely
reward you get. Yeah, grandkids.
Yeah, you don't really know and understand the love you have for grandchildren until you actually have
them. That's right.
So let's talk a little bit about what you've done, right?
Sure.
So, I mean, you've had a lot of priorities. One of the things that you want to do, I mean, your motto, which I really appreciate, is that you want to advance a sensible approach to county government and to be a persuasive voice on the commission promoting the proper role of county governance. So one of the things that the Ada County Commission can do is have a direct impact on property taxes, right? Because everyone's talking about the issue of property taxes and how they've been escalating. And you actually have done something about that. And by the way, you're at the end of your 2-year term and you're running for re-election. Is that right, in November?
Yes.
Okay.
Idaho has an unusual situation with county commissioners. There's 3 county commissioners in each of 4 counties. And 2 of the 3 county commissioners are up for election every 2 years. One runs for a 2-year term and one runs for a 4-year term. So there's always one holdover. So 2 years ago, myself and Commissioner Davidson, we were elected. I was elected to the 2-year term. Commissioner Davidson was elected to the 4-year term. So my 2-year term is up, but this time I'm running for the 4-year term.
Okay. So anyway, back to property taxes. You really took that to heart and you've done something about it. So maybe talk about what you did in 2021, and then we'll turn into how you've been handling the budget in 2022.
Yes, well, fiscal year 21, that's the year we're in right now, we did something that the county commission has never done before. We actually cut property taxes $12 million. That's actually, we collected $12 million less in property taxes this year than we did last year.
Wow.
That's never been done in Ada County. The last time there was even a slight decrease in property taxes was in 1980, and it was for $200,000.
$12 million sounds better.
$12 million is
sounds 60 times better.
So this wasn't a decrease in what was an anticipated increase. This was a net $12 million cut.
Absolutely.
Year-to-year comparison.
You can look on our website and see that last year we spent X amount of dollars in property taxes. This year it was $12 million less.
Perfect. Yeah.
And but not only that, now that you talked about the decrease and the increase, the state legislature passed House Bill 389,
mm-hmm.
which limits the growth of county government and city government and other governments. It limits it to a 3% increase and a 5% increase for new growth. That would have been an additional $9 million if we took that, and we didn't take that. So we actually saved county property taxpayers $21 million.
That's between the 2 years, or
no, just this year,
just this year,
this fiscal year.
So you've been walking the walk when people have said we want cuts in property taxes.
Yes.
We want you to deal with that. You actually have a line item where you actually can determine where that's going, and done something about it.
We cut property taxes $12 million, never been done before. And people, in fact, there is a confusion because the county collects all the property taxes. We collect it for everybody. We collect it for Boise, for Meridian, for Eagle, for the highway district. We collect all the property taxes and then distribute it to the various taxing districts. I got a call just right after the Thanksgiving. Some fellow said, "Hey, you're taxing me right out of business." I said, "Do you have your property tax bill with you?" "Yeah." I said, "Look it up." I said, "Go down there. Do you see where Ada County is?" "Yeah." I said, "How much is your total property tax?" "He's $1,200. Or no, $2,400, he said. "Well, how much is, look down where it says Ada County. How much is it from Ada County?" "It was $350. Do you see Boise City?" "Yeah." "How much is it?" $1,200. "Yeah." "Well, there's your problem."
Yeah, because your line had dropped and that one had went up.
I think it's important to mention that you made these cuts at the same time we're seeing inflation like we've never seen in decades, right? Where wages are going up, expenses are going up, material costs are going up. So while your expenses are going up, you've cut revenue, and we see just the opposite going on in many cases across the taxing districts.
Oh, yeah. Now, that was last year. This year is when most of the inflation, the gas prices, it's costing me twice as much as it was just to drive to work this year, because gas prices have skyrocketed, inflation has skyrocketed, labor costs are outrageous because of the shortages of labor. And so this year we couldn't cut property taxes this year, but we didn't increase them, because we're allowed to take a 3% increase in property tax and a 5% increase for new construction. We didn't take either one of those. So we did not increase our property tax budget this year.
Let's shift gears real quick and talk about, we just wrapped up another very successful fair.
Mm-hmm.
So share with us. That's a responsibility that you have at the county, and a lot of people have high expectations. And so, give us a report on the state fair.
Oh, it was a great fair. It wasn't quite as well attended as it was a year ago, but a year ago, you may recall, the whole county was shut down because of COVID, and we took office because the commissioners had stopped the fair in 2020. So we're not going to have a fair, and so we got in office. We says, okay, we're going to have a fair. And so we got a good lineup. We had a great attendance a year ago. And then we had a pretty good attendance this year. But this year it was different because there was lots of competing events going on right at the same time that the fair was going on. And the weather was 100 degrees.
Yeah.
And the weather makes a big difference.
Yeah, good attendance.
Well, we had good attendance. The fair is an enterprise fund. It does not take any property taxes. It's an enterprise fund, and so it pays for itself. But it was a great event. People like to be with other people, so we're just happy that we can. We're actually developing the expo property as well.
Talk about that. How are you doing? What's the vision there for that? How many acres is it? Like 240 acres?
There's 240 acres there, and there's lots of facilities there, but there's lots of vacant ground. And so we have a proposal to be opening up on the 4th of October. We've hired three preeminent park developers, and they have they're going to give us some ideas. Well, here's what you can do, because that little strip of ground that's on the Chinon Boulevard, that's called Lady Bird Park.
Okay.
And nobody uses it, and we want to move it back. But in order to move it back, we have to get the U.S. Parks Commission's approval, because that's why it's called Lady Bird Park. The county borrowed, or not borrowed, they
like
took...
Like Lady Bird Johnson? Is
yes.
That really?
Wow.
Yeah, they borrowed $67,000 from, or didn't borrow, they got a grant for $67,000. Now the Parks Commission controls it. And I said, "Let's just pay them back." And they said, "Well, no, you can't
buy it back.
They want to control it. So we have to have their approval, and we're going to move that back by the river, and there's where the green belt is, and hopefully, and where all those stables are, and hopefully we can move out. It's going to be an exciting event to see how that plays out.
All right, well, folks, this is Tom Luna and Vic Miller sitting in for the Kevin Miller, and we're visiting with Ada County Commissioner Rod Beck. And Rod, you mentioned you're up for re-election.
Yes.
What does the next 4 years look like? You're chairman. You're up for re-election. You get re-elected. What does the next 4 years look like? What can we? What are your goals? What can the voters anticipate?
Well, I've always had in my what I like to do is provide the best possible government for the least amount of tax money, and because the Ada County does a lot of we do a lot of things. You see ambulances driving around. That's Ada County. You see the jail, that's Ada County. You see Barber Park, that's Ada County.
Sheriff's Department.
Sheriff's Department, that's all Ada County. We have a juvenile section, that's all Ada County. And my objective is to provide the best possible government for the least cost. And I think we can disagree without being disagreeable, and that's my whole purpose in governing the county is let's all talk, let's have a good government without being intrusive. We also run the planning and zoning for the unincorporated areas, and we appoint the planning and zoning commission, and we do a lot, and it's been an interesting and an exciting time to be on that commission and to see all the eclectic things that the county does. And the other thing is, as I've noticed, that Ada County is really well run. So, as you know, over in Canyon County, you've got some problems going on over there.
You know, Rod, one of the things that people are going to be start talking about is this: we see property values going down, right, or at least this leveling out, and home sales slowing down, and the sales going. The price is going down and the value of homes going down. How that will impact not only your budget but people's property taxes.
And in 30 seconds, how do you like that?
Yeah.
Well, the law requires that we assess the values of property at current market value as of December 31st, January 1st. That's what the law requires. And the market is slowing down, and that will cause valuations maybe to decrease a little bit. But that won't affect our overall budget. So I think it'll work out just fine. In fact, you can't go on forever with this high of increase in property values as we've seen in this market. It's bound to happen, and it's actually a good thing.
All right. Folks, we've been joined by Rod Beck, County Commissioner.
Chairman.
Chairman of the Ada County Commissioners up for re-election. Thanks for being on Keep Idaho Red Radio program. And folks, Tom Loon and Vic Miller will be right back.